All right, so this is Tina. She's not really a model, but as you can see, she is cute as hell, gorgeous woman. And we had been talking on the grams, and I just saw a couple of her photographs. I don't know who followed who first. I'm pretty sure I probably linked in from somewhere. But I did see that everything turns out actually that everything on her, before I shot her, everything on her Instagram was self-shot using her phone, her iPhone. And there were a couple of really cool pictures there that she did that I thought were actually more, well, I wouldn't say, that was shot by somebody with a camera for her. No, she shot him herself on a self timer and shot away. And immediately, what I noticed is that she likes to do makeup. She is really good at. She had a nun there that I saw, and we ended up shooting something with a nun that I really liked. And she had these clown faces. She has these clown faces on her feed, and I thought, hey, well, let's do a clown sort of vibe to it. Again, she is not a professional model. Turns out that she had never modeled before. So I convinced her to say, hey, you know, no pressure. Let's just do it. Let's have fun. But definitely do your makeup. Let's shoot something vibe. And so she came up with the Chola clown and with that vibe, including the flannel and tank top and things like that, which I was grateful for. Awesome vibe. The alley is just right behind my house, and it just, the vibe came together and it was awesome. And we got some really awesome portraits. And this is a Red House session for my modeling sort of side of my photography. But I wanted to include these portraits here for a couple of reasons. So one, I consider them more portraits than actual modeling photos. We're not trying to sell anything. We're not trying to, for the most part, add something to her portfolio far as, her mastery of makeup. As you can see her makeup, but these portraits that I shot on film on medium format my camera aren't really, they're more of a vibe overall, gangster, chola vibe that just happens to have a little bit of surrealism because of the clown aspect of it. There is a tinge here of what may be considered Chicano art. Chicano art isn't something I talk about. It's not something that I want to shoot or create on purpose. If it comes out, it comes out. It's not something that I define my work with. It's not something that I shy away from. I don't have a... Well, let's just say I don't have a direction or a specific theme as far as Chicano artwork goes. I appreciate it as a whole. And I, being who I am, there is definitely going to have a sort of tinge of a Mexican-American aspect or viewpoint to whatever it is I shoot. It's just who I am. And if it's shot honestly, it's going to come out. So it's not that I go out of my way not to shoot Chicano art, but it's also I don't go out of my way to shoot it as well. It's just something, if it's going to happen, it's happening, and hopefully whatever I create is cool. When I posted one of these portraits on my little Instagram, a buddy of mine, she's an artist, she's from San Diego, and she's a lifelong friend. Very few people that I know longer in life than her and her family and her brother and sister. And so we grew up together. She ends up being an artist. I'd say very successful artist, especially in her community in San Diego. I wish she had bigger notoriety, a bigger following, but she seems to be doing very well to creating what she does. Now, a few years ago, this brings me to the reason why I wanted to show off my quote-unquote Chicano art. A few years ago, she had an opportunity to put on a small little art show in a cafe in Chula Vista. And in case you don't know the drill, like sometimes it'll be something like a bar. A lot of times it's a cafe or a restaurant. And they invite you to bring your art and they'll post it up. Some of them do like a different artist a month. that are really cool. And you can sell your artwork there if you want. And this, she had an opportunity to have an art show at this cafe, which, you know, you have your grand opening on a Friday, Saturday. People come by, check out the artwork, and then you leave your artwork up for a month. She invited me to show off some of my stuff. And this other dude as well. The other dude and my friend Patty is her name. She is, they are both very Chicano art influenced. But she also invited over this young lady who was Latina and a very pretty girl, I remember. But her art, you know, obviously Patty had already seen her art and invited her to, hey, come on and you know, show off your artwork. So we show up about, I think, the week before or a few days before to take a look at the space and, you know, see how we're going to hang up our artwork and things like that. The artwork that I brought wasn't completely, let's just say, Chicano-based, but it was pinup with old cars in it and a couple of modeling sort of shots. I wanted to show those off. I just happened to have a couple printed, and I'm like, well, you know what? This kind of has a vibe. And one of the things I really liked was that the walls, if I remember correctly, the walls in the cafe were yellow, and a couple prints that I had just happened to have yellow in them too. And I'm like, oh, this will go great here for some reason. And I just decided to go with that. I could have gone with a lot more artsy-fartsy sort of thing. Patty's work and the other dude's work, if I remember correctly, were a little more serious in tone. And I was like, yeah, you know what? I didn't really have anything that I wanted to show off that was that serious. For whatever reason, I just went with my vintage pinup look so that it, not that I was trying to show off, quote unquote, the Chicano art version, but just to follow the vibe a little bit, I guess. Now, I know I keep saying Chicano a lot, but bear with me just a second. So the girl that Patty invited, the young lady, she takes a look at our artwork, and I think she gets a little self-conscious. So she kind of brings Patty over to the side and starts talking and just starts letting her, hey, you know what? And I'm eavesdropping. She's like, you know what? Hey, I'm looking at this artwork and I think it's awesome. But, you know, I just wanted to let you know that I don't do Chicano art. And I'm sure she didn't mean it. She was just adorable as fuck. But it, just the way that she said it, did have a little bit of, a condescending tone to it, as if, you know, I don't think she meant it that way, but it came off sounding a little, you know, conceited. My friend Patty, I thought, took it very well. She goes, no, it's not about that. You know, you bring out your artwork and whatever it is you want to, whatever it is you want to show, just bring it in. This is your side of the wall. This is how much you have to work with, and bring whatever you want. And she goes, okay, you know, I just wanted to make sure that, you know, I wasn't, you know, I've never been in a Chicano art show or something like that. But to this day, it's been an inside joke between Patty and me when we find something similar to that situation, to where we come around or we shit comes up and we go, excuse me, I don't do Chicano art. I don't know why. Seriously, it's just funny to us. I think just because of the situation, and to be honest, saying it now and saying it out loud and talking into this, I don't fucking know why it's hilarious, but it is. And it pretty much comes, I think it's a reflection of me. I wouldn't have said that myself. If somebody invites me to an art show and it's basically Chicano based, I'll go, fuck yeah, I'll shoot, I'm bringing this kind of artwork. Is that cool? As opposed to kind of like, you're saying, well, you know what? I don't do Chicano art sort of attitude. And again, the art show went awesome. It was a very cool showing, I thought. A bunch of people came by. Nobody came by to see me, of course. Patty just did me a favor because she's my friend. But they did come by to see her work, obviously, and her friend's work, the dude, man, I can't remember his name. I can't remember the girl's name or the dude's name, but I thought it was very cool. It was a very cool night. I remember afterwards we headed on next door to the restaurant and just had a good time with drinks at some divey bar. And yeah, it was awesome. But again, that was easily 10 years ago, maybe more. She saw one of these portraits and she commented to me, "Excuse me, I thought you didn't do Chicano art." And I don't know, it's just funny, brings back memories, and gives me an opportunity to just talk a little bit about this portrait and set it up and, you know, or post them up and show them off. All right, well, that's enough rambling about this set. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions or concerns, shoot an email on over. You, the Instagram, you can direct me and direct message me there too. The common rule is the Instagram. The Twitter is Restless Samurai. There is a button on the side that you can send an email to here on the blog if you want to do that. I'd be more than happy to answer questions. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll talk to you guys next time on the next one.